Hey, this is Rick Cassell from ExercisesForInjuries.com. I just wrapped up my exercise rehabilitation of the knee course here at Douglas College. I got a great question from one of the registrants, and I wanted to share it with you. Someone asked about knees passing the toes. What's commonly taught in fitness certification is that you should not have the knees past the toes. And my answer is, it depends. There's three different situations when it comes to the knees passing the toes. If your client has some sort of knee injury, old knee injury, present knee injury, you don't want the knees to pass the toes. Period. Now, secondly, if your client doesn't have any knee problems or knee injuries, you want them to be able to squat all the way down and come back up. In some situations, that squatting down is going to have the knees past the toes. So in an unloaded situation with no dumbbells, no barbells, no hack squat machine, no squat rack, you want them to be able to go from standing and squat down and come back up. In the individual with the uninjured knee. Now, third situation, if you start adding load, if I start adding dumbbells and barbells and machines, I want them just to go to 90 degrees. I want them to squat down to 90 degrees and back up. So when the knees pass 90 degrees in a loaded situation, it ends up putting lots of stress and strain in that knee joint. So I hope that ends up clarifying things when it comes to the knees passing the toes. You, in a client that has a knee injury or previous knee injury, you don't want the knees to pass the toes. You want to try to keep the weight shifted on the heels in order to activate hamstrings and glutes a lot more and decrease the strain on the knee joint. For the second group of people and the people that don't have any kind of knee injury, you want them to be able to squat all the way down and come back up in an unloaded situation. That's perfectly fine for them to do. In the third group, when you start loading things up and loading joints up, you want to limit them to 90 degrees. So this is Rick Cassell from ExercisesForInjuries.com signing off. Take care and bye-bye.